I want to take us on, but I want to emphasize what Tony is saying about knowing the Word of God. I want you to realize that these folk that he mentions, Phygilius and Hermogenes, this does not say that they were apostates, that they no longer went under the name of Christianity. I believe they were Christians. I believe they belonged to the Lord. There was a pathway they were not willing to walk in. This is what we need to see. As Paul addresses Timothy, and as I hear the Spirit of God addressing me, I want to realize that I am not better than other Christians. I am not up here and other Christians down here because they're not gathering as we believe they should. They are as much the Lord's as you and I are. There is a pathway that we are walking in. It is a pathway that is governed by the written Word of God. In answer to what this brother was saying a moment ago, how many times has the Lord used you to help someone with a verse that you have never read? Have you ever been used that way? That the Lord used you to help somebody by saying, I think there's a verse somewhere? No. We need to know the Word of God. But I want us to realize that we do not read here of Paul criticizing these brethren. He's sorry that they are gone. He's sorry that they have gone in another direction. But he brings into the forefront a brother who he was not ashamed to own as a brother. This brother was not ashamed to own him. He says, of whom are Phygilius and Hermogenes? But then he immediately, without talking of them, he goes to verse 16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. Ah, there's something positive he can speak about. He often refreshed me. Not only did he often refresh me, but he was not ashamed. It doesn't say he was not ashamed of Christ. Paul was in jail. He had a ball and a chain on. He was in a dungeon. And Paul was carrying Christ through this world. And Onesiphorus goes to Rome. And he seeks Paul out. I tell you, that was no easy thing to do. He says, he was not ashamed of my chain, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and he found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy. Here again, mercy of the Lord, not today. Today is a day of difficulties. Today is a day of reproach for the Christian. But the Christian is always looking for the day that's going to come. That's the secret. That's what makes a Christian tick. He's not looking at the present, but he's looking at that day. The day when he stands before his Lord. He says, he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And then he says, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Timothy, I don't have to tell you about that. You already know what this brother did. So let us ever be aware of this, that I'm not better than others, but I'm thankful for truth that the Lord has given to us. Do you know how I think of somebody will come out and how I speak to them? You can't hide that. If you think that you are better than someone else, you will not be able to communicate with them in such a way that they will not feel that. They will feel that. But if we show the love of Christ to them, and that's what Paul, we're going to come into this next chapter here. He says, my son, be strong in not the power. I might have thought that power was the way to meet this difficulty. Power was not the way to meet it. Failure was to be met by grace. Strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
I just draw the contrast between Phygilius, Hermogenes, and Onesiphorus. If you notice that they're on opposite spectrums of the way we treat the brethren in the assembly or our fellow believers. I pray that none of us have taken to the extreme where we have deserted our brothers, but it's so much as a point where there are still cases where we don't show as much love for the brothers and sisters of the assembly today. like, how can I refresh my brothers and how can I help them and search for them if I don't love them, if I don't show them how much I care? And we can say that, yes, we have never deserted them and we've never left their side, but we can't truly say that in a lot of cases that that we've been by them forever and we have often refreshed them. And I've heard in multiple cases, I've been around fellow brethren who have gossiped about other brethren in the assembly. That's just something I'd like to put in their hearts, that that we have a heart like Onesiphorus, and we just know that these are fellow Christians, and we're one body and one family. We shouldn't be speaking against those. I mean, it's very not possible. It is very true that there could be qualities in a person that may not be liked, or maybe one that bothersome to somebody. But in no means, like I've heard a lot of people saying, "Oh, I hate that person," and they don't realize how strong of a word hate is. Just to put that in our hearts, so that we do have a mindset and a heart like Onesiphorus, that we can refresh our brothers and truly love and care for them.
I just want to underline what you just said. And for me, it's so encouraging to see those verses of 15 and 16. Because if we wouldn't have these verses, imagine we would just read in Acts how the church started, how everything was fresh and new, and how people came to the Lord, 3,000 at a time, you know, and we would live to today and, well, would see that nobody really gets saved in our country. In China and so on, it's different, but in our country, you know, it's very rare. Should be more often, but it's rare. And I think it's so encouraging to see that the great Apostle Paul, you know, that everybody turned away from him. And then there is one who searches him, and I want to read a verse which we could apply maybe to us in Malachi. There's also the end of Israel. Everybody's turning away. But then there is a faithful remnant, and it's Malachi 3. And then there's the verse 16. It says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another." And you know, I think that's the situation where we're in right now. You know, there's a lot of people who are falling apart, but in different countries, there are young peoples who want to stay together. It's the case in Switzerland. It's the case in Germany. It's the case here. We speak to each other on, I don't know, Facebook. We call each other. We text and so on. We're here at the conference, and I think this is a very, very great encouragement, and we should go on with this, because when we read further, you know, it says, "And the Lord hearkened." You know, he listens. He sees us here. "And heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him."
Going quickly back to what he said about comparing Onesiphorus, however you say his name, and Phygellus and Hermogenes, we should also look at chapter 4, verse 10. "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. Remember, if we continue along the path of what happened to Hermogenes and Phygellus, eventually, if we do not turn around and repent, that is what lies in store for us, to become like Demas and having loved this present world."